This call is being recorded.
So I want to welcome everyone and thank you for joining us tonight. Let's see. As of late, I'm inspired by my studies and
That lock that's in the tools in the lower right actually locks the call, and it's one of those kinds of things that, you know, since it's a meditation, we probably don't want anybody coming in the middle of it.
Good call.
Conference locked.
Okay. So, where was I? As of late, inspired by personal studies and the reading of the M.G. Hawking books, particularly book 4 of the 5 years in the Valley of the Wisdom Masters, the book Through the Looking Glass, several hundred thousand years old. My attention has kind of circled back around on maintaining a more varied and consistent practice of self-mastery. And I've been looking at just techniques and exercises that I can do every day that help support like the ABS training and vital energy, keeping that topped up. And one such example or technique is the meditation that I want to share. This particular meditation is kind of twofold. It raises your vibration, expands your consciousness, and happens to be a pretty potent method of bolstering your vital energy. It's just a good practice, like a very good practice for a single point awareness, and it's just lovely and calming and all of that. The idea here is the higher the vibration, the closer to pure substance or consciousness and one. And the more people that we have that are centered in that consciousness, the more unity, the more manifestation of empathy and understanding. So I see this practice as being, you know, some great preparation to use for the ABS, our intuitive remote viewing style courses. And I just want to be clear, I didn't write this meditation, I just read it. And it was taught by a character named Mani, who happens to be a Bon, a Tibetan shamaness. And apparently she's a real person. I thought she was a fictional character, but apparently she's a real being. This can be done alone or it can be done in a group. I know that whatever we do together just has this major, profound, synergistic, exponential effect. So that's why I thought it would be really cool to try in a group setting. And you can do it whether it's raining, sunny, daytime, nighttime, whatever, because the sun is always shining. It doesn't matter. And so one of my favorite parts is it features our very good friend Helios as the central focus. So if you have any alchemy, go ahead and take some. Spray yourself, dose a few drops, eat a small pile of powder, whatever feels right. And Jason, can you zap the water?
Sure. If you've got water and you're not using alchemy, the alchemy doesn't need any sort of direction, because if I put out a signal, any alchemy that I've made anywhere in the world is just going to pick up my wave, you know, simply because it knows it. And so, but the water does it and requires a little bit of sort of mental direction to really to optimize it. And so whatever you've got your water in, cup your hands around the container without touching it. Empty yourself. Just go blank right now. And here it comes. All right, that's done.
Okay. Brilliant. Okay. Go ahead and take a few swallows of your water if you haven't. Let's begin. We take a moment of silence to feel honor and give love to the beings present here, the elements, our guides, our teachers, Mother Earth and Father Sky, and to Helios. Feel them bow and return the love to you. Sit erect yet relaxed, hands clasped in your lap. Think for a moment of the sun above us, the great orb of flaming white energy. See it in your mind's eye. Or if you don't see things, feel it blazing powerfully in the sky. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath with your nose to the count of five. Now slowly relax and release the breath over a count of 10. You may constrict the throat a little bit and breathe out through your nose softly. Keep the count precise. The numbers are very important. Let's repeat this 7 times. I'm going to mute myself so I don't disturb you with my breathing. Begin now. You will feel very centered now, very strong. Think again of the great sun above us. Now feel your conscious awareness rising upward towards the sun. Allow your awareness to drift up. Closer and closer you go. Closer yet. You have arrived. Now slowly enter the sun's great aura and imagine yourself flowing into the orb. Let its tremendous energy fill you, flow through you, suffusing every cell in your body. See and feel your entire being as pure white light. Feel your vibration rising higher and higher. Feel your strength growing ever greater. I will mute and we can hold this feeling for a few minutes. Excellent. Now slowly return to your body. Like you're slowly resolving back into your body, like Star Trek. However, retain the visual of pure white light. Visualize yourself surrounded by the sphere of brilliant white light. Hold it there. Command it to be fixed. Boom, it's there. I will end the meditation with a quote from Mani, which I thought was particularly insightful. Power involves a process of imagining, and imagining like dreaming, even when you are awake. Being always aware that objective material reality is fluid and malleable. Anything is possible if your thoughts and images are properly used. The visualization of yourself as filled with light and surrounded by light should be in your awareness at all times. This will maintain your vibration in a high state, and if done with impeccable attention, it has profound benefits. And that's it. Class dismissed. Well, not dismissed. Just meditation over.
That was very nice. Thank you.
That was really nice. Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you.
Mary, thank you very much. Very good lessons. Felt excellent.
Awesome. I'm so pleased. There it is. It worked. It's a success.
Susan. Yes? I feel on cloud 9 right now.
Cool.
How do I explain this feeling?
I don't think you need to. Just feel it.
I love it. Like, I'm so at peace.
That's what it's all about.
I just wanted to mention, I opened, it occurred to me, I was prompted, in fact, to open Sunspace, and that actually cranked the whole sun part of the exercise up a few notches. So
I forgot all about Sunspace.
Just FYI, it really did. And it's right when I opened it, my third eye activated and heated up a little bit. So, you know, it's kind of have to take that, you know, at face value. But anyway, thought I'd mention it.
Yes, I did this meditation in the sun yesterday, like right in the sunbeam with my eyes closed, so they were protected from the, you know, I wasn't sun gazing or anything like that. I was just sitting in a sunbeam, and it was pretty profound, so that's a fun way to do it. But I figure we could tap in anytime, really. So thank you for participating in my group experiment. That was cool.
It's not an experiment. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. That was really delicious.
Awesome. It was awesome, Mary.
Cool.
That was really, really profound. I think I'm going to do that every day.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, Sean.
Yes.
Hey.
Hello, lovey.
It's Susan.
Hey, I couldn't miss that voice anywhere.
Cool.
As soon as you say hi, I know it's you.
Miss everybody. I hope we get together again this summer.
Oh, I know. We need to go on a Lake Powell cruise.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Wouldn't it? Let's do it. We'll start saving now for next September or something. Lily, you're so funny.
One more supermoon, right?
Is there?
Yeah, I read about it today.
What's that one all about?
The same, just clearing more stuff and expanding consciousness.
Hey, Priscilla. I'm going to mute you for a minute. Okay. If anybody has any questions or anything on their mind that they wanted to talk about or share, go for it. If you don't want to be vocal on here, you can, excuse me, you can write me.
I do. Can I say something?
Sure.
Okay, my name is Jennifer.
You can probably unlock the call, Mayor.
Okay.
Conference and unlocked.
I just want to tell Susan thank you.
Yeah, we met kind of in a funny way because she was dating Spanky for just a little while, and he's kind of taken another path, and we've decided to stay friends. And she's got a little bottle of the lapis vegetal. And she just loves it, and she doesn't go anywhere without it.
No, ma'am, I do not. And right now, I have not felt this much at peace or calm. I don't even know how to explain it. You can ask Susan. I don't know nothing about this, but I don't even know how to explain it.
We get it. We know. We do know because we've all experienced it too, and we experience it regularly, and it's just.
I love it. I really do.
That's wonderful.
I just can't believe what I was missing after all these years. Like, it's just like, God.
I get it. Do y'all get it?
I think all of you guys, because it's just. The feeling I have right now, I thank y'all. That's all I can say. I just.
Right on. We thank you.
Mary, this is Beth, and I'd like to say I've been sort of struggling with letting something go. And, mm-hmm. You know, had previously felt the victim thing, and then I'm working on, okay, really, I call this forth, and. So anyway, when you spoke of being responsible, that sort of snapped me out of that. It's kind of like, you know, yes, I've had that come up a lot lately. And so that was very profound and kind of helped me to take it on over to the top, over the edge and release it and realize awesome. That I, you know, discipline myself and I am responsible for my thoughts and how I use my energy. So thank you.
Thank you. I didn't come up with it. I learned it. I share it, and it's a habit, you know? It can. Hi, Helena. I'm going to mute you for a minute. Okay. So, all of that is just a habit, forming new, you know, thought mm-hmm. patterns, as it were. And I mean, mm-hmm. it can take some time, or not. I mean, you can switch gears, but
well, this is helping me shift gears. Thank you.
Oh, gosh. Cool. That's awesome to hear. Yay, you. Anything else?
And I say to Jennifer, what she's feeling is unconditional love that we have in our group, and it grows.
Susan, I don't even know how to explain. the way I feel right now. It's just... Please don't laugh at me, because...
Oh, no, I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing at you.
Joy.
No
joy.
I really, really love the way I feel right now. I'm loving myself. I'm loving who I am and what I've become. And I'm loving the way I am right now.
Awesome.
I thank all of y'all, like,
amen.
This is just,
thank yourself for showing up.
Don't forget to come back.
Thank
now.
Thank y'all for making this.
That's our friend Nathan.
Like, you guys, I'm at a loss for words.
We know.
Well, that's kind
just
of
just bask in it.
Yeah, just soak it up. It's good. But we do know, and that's kind of one of the things that we all strive to do, is to try to describe something that is actually beyond words to describe.
Y'all let me know what that feels like, and I...
Okay. I will. I laugh because I remember when it first happened for me, and it's a laugh of joy and recognition, and I'm like, yes.
I don't even know what to think right now. Like, I'm at a loss, but I feel it's amazing, you guys. It's just amazing.
Cool.
Coming from a girl that's come from a dark place, come a long way to be here with us. So, awesome.
Well, as we, you know, the outer doesn't really matter. Like, the what personality and what you've done or what you do.
What matters is what's on the inside, right?
Exactly.
The inside, I'm not that bad person.
It's just the roles that we play in life.
Yes, ma'am. I thank all of y'all, because I will remember this moment for the rest of my life. I really will, and I thank every single person that's out there right now, because this moment right now I will never forget.
Yeah, it's an honor.
Thank you, guys. I really do. Thank y'all so much.
You're welcome. You're loved.
You're welcome.
Welcome to the place of not being able to explain half of everything.
Well, I thank you for that so much.
But we will try. We'll do our best.
Well, what we do is we gather in the mountains of Utah and we sit around a fire and stare at each other.
Well, y'all gonna stare at me when next time y'all are in Utah, because I'm gonna make Susan take me.
That's right.
And we dance. We dance around fires, and
y'all just give me this sense of peacefulness and homeliness, like I'm where I'm supposed to be, if that makes any sense. I feel like I'm not making no sense, but...
They make perfect sense. That's how we need to treat each other all the time, is with that level of making people feel at home and bringing out each other's best, and that is what we need to do, is laugh and play and be joyful. Yeah, and love each other and take care of each other. And
like right now, I feel like I'm home. I feel I had this sense of homeliness. It's just surreal. It's just...
Yeah.
I don't know, you guys. I don't know how to explain it.
Well, that's what I felt when I, you know, first met Susan. Like, I got on the phone with her once or twice and had a really intense thing happen in my world, and I called her, or we were just going to have a phone call anyway, and she said, why don't you come up to my house? I had talked to her on the phone once or twice before, and she invited me to her home. That rocked my world. That just blew me away.
Yes, ma'am. When you walk in that door, you lose your breath. You lose every...
Yeah. I understood right then that I had met a group of people that were on a whole nother level of openness and beauty.
And that would change you for the rest of your life. And that's really how I feel right now.
It does. And I think that I want to live in a world where that kind of mentality is, where people help each other and strangers do nice things for each other because they're not really strangers. And so that was a major powerful lesson for me.
Yes, ma'am. I completely understand that right now. Like, wow. Susan, I thank you so much.
I'm going to get better. We'll hang out.
This happened for a reason. There's a reason behind everything, and the reason's you.
No, it's you. It's your world.
That's right. It's your perception.
All for you.
Well, I really love the feeling that I have right now. It's just, it's mind-boggling. It's just like, wow. It's just...
Don't forget, this was recorded. You can listen to it again.
For real, I don't even know how to do that. I just figured out how to call the number. But right now, I'm just at such a loss for words. It's just... It's unreal.
Cool.
And I'm loving every minute of it, you guys. Like, I just have to keep taking deep breaths. Like, yeah, I'm here. It's okay. It's just, I don't know. I thank you guys. And I felt like right here was where I was supposed to be at this point in time. And
that's true. You can't never not be where you're supposed to be, believe it or not.
All right, well, I'm heading out, guys. Love you guys.
All right. Well,
thanks.
I reckon we should close the call and... Say goodnight. I thank everybody for coming to participate, and we'll see you next week. We'll be holding more conference call, fun meditation type journeys. So tune in next week.
Yeah, I think we might be going back out to Europa and hang with Jupiter next week.
Well, we're going to go to space, so.
Nice.
Yeah. Definitely don't miss that. That's going to be cool.
Night, all.
All right. Night. Night. I love
Good
you
night.
Guys.
Bye.